Welcome to Fronteras, a program about issues along the U.S.-Mexico border and changing demographics in the Southwest. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. Latino arts and culture is rich, colorful, and varied. Music, murals, sculptures, paintings, prints, poetry, theater. Art is a byproduct of imagination, but one can't imagine funding, support, studios, and sites. The National Association of Latino Arts and Culture is a San Antonio-based nonprofit dedicated to promoting, developing, and cultivating Latino arts. NALAC awards grants, hosts leadership institutes, and facilitates dialogues among artists of color across the U.S., Puerto Rico, Mexico, Central America, and Canada. NALAC awards hundreds of thousands of dollars in grants each year to individual artists, groups of artists, and art organizations. Maria Lopez de Leon is NALAC's president and CEO. She's been with the organization for 21 years. She says NALAC marks its 30th year in 2019.
NALAC was founded 30 years ago by Latino artists and arts leaders across the country. They were both Chicano, Mexican-American, Puerto Rican, from Chicago, from Philly, one from San Antonio, Pedro Rodriguez, who used to be who was the executive director of the Guadalupe Cultural Arts Center. And they just felt that they needed an association to support Latino artistic and cultural expression and an opportunity to raise the visibility and provide support to the Latino arts sector here in the nation. The offices of NALAC have always been here in San Antonio. Our work, even though we have a big San Antonio footprint, we have a big footprint across the nation and also have supported efforts in Mexico, Central America, and Puerto Rico.
So what was the need that the founders saw in creating this organization? Was there any one incident that may have spurred it? Because, you know, here in South Texas, there are so many creative artists. You have muralists, you have sculptors, you have musicians, you have dancers. Mm-hmm. What was it that they felt that NALAC could do for them that they weren't able to do with other organizations or on their own?
NALAC is still the only service organization or intermediary for Latino arts here in this nation. There are many other intermediaries across the country, you know, Americans for the Arts, Theater Communications Group, others. And at the time of its founding, from what I understand, you know, it was an age of multiculturalism. And as much as people were getting together to focus on various issues impacting the arts community of color, there was no specific emphasis, there was no specificity about addressing Latino arts. So they felt that they needed to form an association that would address specific issues impacting Latino artists and Latino organizations across the country, and really raising the visibility on the vibrancy of their artistic expression and moving the needle on creating more equity in how resources were distributed to the Latino arts sector. So a big role of advocacy. And they felt that there was a need for that. And 30 years later, we see that the need continues.
You've been with the organization now for almost as long, for 21 years. How have you seen the organization change since you began 21 years ago?
I've seen the growth in the programs and, of course, the impact. NALAC, of course, was founded by a group that represented many different ethnicities, Latino ethnicities across the country. But we grew our programs. 19 years ago, we started the first Leadership Institute. And from that institute, we also created, 9 years ago, the Advocacy Leadership Institute. We advocate for Latino arts. The artists do that. The arts leaders do this. We're in Washington. We're local. We're regional. We created from that, also partnered with other service organizations of color, Alternate Roots, which is Southern, African American, First Peoples Fund, which is a national Native arts organization, PAI Foundation, which is Pacific Islander and Asian and NALAC, and we created an Intercultural Leadership Institute. So you can see leadership development is extremely important to us because we heard from our field, from our sector, that there needed to be an opportunity for emerging leaders, new leaders, to learn the skills that they needed to build the capacity of their organizations or their own personal, professional, artistic career. We didn't want people to continue to learn by trial and error. That we wanted them to know that there was support and that we could provide tools and help them advance their careers, help them strengthen organizations. So leadership development has been critical to us. And also, in 2005, we established the NALAC Fund for the Arts, which is the only Latino grant program in the nation specifically for Latino artists and Latino arts organizations. And since 2005, we've awarded almost $3 million to Latino artists and Latino organizations across the country, artists working across all disciplines. We're extremely proud of that. And from that, we also developed the Transnational Cultural Remittances Grant Program, where we provided support for artists in the U.S., Mexico, and Central America to really create artistic exchanges and really get to know each other better. It was for projects that were new or relationships that were established, but creating new ways to connect. And it really focused on the economic development of migrant communities and looking at how culture changed across borders, you know, what happened to artists that were now in New York City and disconnected from the elders and were interested in replicating some of those aesthetics and in the work that they were doing, and providing support for them to communicate and to get to know each other, and at the same time, you know, be able to bolster the economy of the artists. For example, here in San Antonio, we've supported for many years Fuerza Unida, which is a women's cooperative. And they have been working with a collective of women in Chiapas, of indigenous women. And they work together just creating new opportunities for more economic advancement through the textile work that they both do. And projects like this. So we continue to feel that there is a great need for the NALAC Fund for the Arts because the distribution of resources to support Latino artists is still lagging, and there is still a need for more equity into how those resources are distributed through public and private funders.
Well, I think it's great that you are providing this support system for artists of color across the nation because, I mean, you see in institutes of higher learning, most of the money that's going to these institutions is going to the sciences, biomedicine, which is not a bad thing, but the arts tends to get left behind. And like you were saying, the economy of the arts tends to suffer, I think, as a result of that, because many of these artists don't feel that they have that support to continue on with their work once they're done studying at these institutions right. of higher learning.
Yes, the arts in general, you know, are always an afterthought. But the impact of the arts on our daily lives, you know, is something that I think is overlooked by many people. It is a proven fact and has been proven that children who have an opportunity to have arts education in schools, you know, just excel and build their skills and their ability to think critically and their ability to cope. And I think it's especially important for all children, but especially important for children who are having to cope with stressful issues. The arts are extremely important to help them do that. And so the support for the arts is something that we need to bring attention to and that we need to advocate to elevate that, the level of support that the arts are getting. So you have an underfunded sector of the arts, and then within that arts sector, there are the arts communities of color that are getting a very small amount of support from philanthropy, both public and private, whether it's local or national or regional. And so there's work being done to address that. We, as NALAC and others, play a big role in advocating for more support for the arts in general, and specifically more support for Latino arts here in the United States.
NALAC's most recent Leadership Institute just wrapped up its 19th Leadership Institute, and you were there when it first started. Do you have any success stories of maybe some of the individual participants who've taken part in some of the past Leadership Institutes, you know, what you may have seen them take from the Institute and apply to real life? You know, what success stories do you have to share?
The feedback that we get and the stories that we hear after people go either through the Leadership Institute or the Advocacy Institute is how life-changing it is for them. And we have many success stories. We have alumni from the Leadership Institute who are now program officers at major foundations here in the United States. And they are now, many of them, leaders in the local arts agencies. And some of them are working in those agencies where they can really make a difference in how the resources are distributed. We have over 450 fellows that have gone through the Leadership Institute. Some of them are serving as program officers at major foundations now. Some of them are working in the public sector, whether it's local or state arts agencies. And of course, many of them lead organizations that really provide an opportunity for a community to participate in their culture and provide an opportunity for the community, you know, to practice culture for children and young people, you know, to see our expressions, the creative expressions and the diversity of those expressions and begin to understand their history and who they are and why they also matter. I think the arts and culture are extremely important in that. So we have many of our fellows leading organizations and individual artists continuing to create work that is really impacting the art sector here in this nation, because Latino art is American art, and our aesthetics and the creativity of the artists has contributed a great deal to American art and really beginning to make an impact in how we are seen and understood as a people here in this nation, as under this Latino umbrella of many ethnicities. Some examples, I mean, I don't want to point out anyone individually, but I think that after they have gone through the Leadership Institute, we have seen them continue to build their leadership, because I think they come to us as leaders already, and we provide them then together to begin to strengthen their leadership skills and take more tools that will help them advance the work. And we're happy to work alongside them.
Maria Lopez de Leon is president and CEO of NALAC, the National Association of Latino Arts and Culture. Coming up, the immigration debate and its fallout affects the arts community.
Some find themselves, you know, when they're first deported, sleeping on the streets. One of them told us, you know, aquí es aquí, pero allá es home.
More with Maria Lopez de Leon of NALAC is next on Fronteras. Welcome back to Fronteras. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. Immigration law enforcement and subsequent deportation has impacted the artistic community. The National Association of Latino Arts and Culture does not shy away from the conversation. NALAC has spoken out against family separation and child detention. Artists organized under the immigrant advocacy group Raices created the guerrilla exhibition No Kids in Cages in New York City. 24 installations were placed around the city, including a chain-link fence surrounding what appears to be a child asleep under an aluminum blanket commonly used in detention facilities.
NALAC encourages artists to connect with them to amplify their work on social media. NALAC's president and CEO, Maria Lopez de Leon, explains why artists feel a need to respond.
The entire Latino community here in this nation has been impacted by the policies of this administration. It's something that's very political. Of course, you see it wherever you go. And the artists that we work with, many of them are immigrant artists. And we know how this directly impacts them. Many of the leaders that we work with are in those positions as well. But I appreciate the courage of artists, you know, to always speak truth to power and to let their work bring to life what they have in their hearts and what they live every day. So it has had a tremendous impact. Some artists, of course, here, still here creating, and then there's artists that have already been deported. And we have met with some of them in Mexico City, artists that were deported, young people who came to the United States when they were young children and now find themselves in another country. And they have created one organization that we know of. I'm sure there's others called Otros Dreamers en Acción, or ODA. They find themselves now in a country that they don't know. Some of them don't even speak the language. They speak English only, you know. And some find themselves, you know, when they're first deported, sleeping on the streets. One of them told us, you know, aquí es aquí, pero allá es home. You know, here's here, but home is over there, you know, and they long for that. You know, and to hear those stories and to hear a young woman say, you know, I just want to go home and see my family, you know, for a little bit. And so how do they navigate that, you know, trying to integrate themselves into a civic society there, you know, and they have find themselves, some of them, aligning with some of the indigenous communities there in Mexico and the issues around water and other environmental issues, but at the same time, keep dreaming about home and keep creating work. So yes, you know, the arts community is impacted by the immigration, the politics of this, but the entire Latino community and the entire nation is impacted by this. The contributions that we make as Latinos, as Latino artists to this nation are immense.
Going back to NALAC and its 30 years, do you have any involvement in maybe planning out NALAC's next 30 years? Well, how do you see NALAC expanding from here on out?
NALAC is very intergenerational in everything that we do. Even some of the fellows in our leadership institute are women that are older and find themselves now in the leadership of an organization or trying to advance mm-hmm. their career. Very intergenerational, but very forward-looking. You know, we have me, of course, being there for such a long time, but we have a very young staff. We have a very diverse board. And our board of directors, we also have a reserve space for fellows from the Leadership Institute, so that next generation leadership is also on our board. We're looking forward to the next 30 years and beyond, you know, and our theory of change, you know, does include that next generation, you know, and bringing those voices into the leadership of the organization, because we want to be able to support through the Leadership Institute, through the grant programs, through the networking and the advocacy training, be able to provide an opportunity for artists and arts leaders to organize efforts on the ground across the country. You know, NALAC's offices are here. We have a staff of 13. We can't be everywhere at one time. The last census said there was about 375,000 Latino artists in this nation. We know there's an undercount of that, but we can't be everywhere at once. So we rely on our fellows to be those leaders for NALAC. And so that idea of next generation and setting an example of how transition and succession happens is something that we're focused on right now, you know, to also help other leaders in the field do this successfully, because, you know, there's many organizations, Latino organizations across the country that have been around for 40, 45 years. And in some cases, you know, the founder is still there. The undercapitalization of our organizations, you know, has really created that issue, you know, where how do we set up a model so that leaders, longtime leaders, can actually retire with dignity, you know, with a retirement fund, and can continue, you know, on with their lives after they've made immense contributions to the field. And leadership development and the training of this next generation is critically important to us.
Maria Lopez de Leon is president and CEO of the National Association of Latino Arts and Culture, NALAC. NALAC just wrapped up its 19th Leadership Institute in San Antonio. It trains participants in arts management and leadership development that leads to successful business practices and productive networks in the arts. Thanks for joining us this week on Fronteras. You can find the show under the Programs tab on our website, tpr.org, and wherever you get your podcasts. Fronteras is produced by Norma Martinez and Lauren Terrazas. Our executive producer is Dan Katz. Our digital content producer is Bree Kirkham. Fernando Ortiz Jr. is our editor. Charanga Cakewalk composed the theme music. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio.